Hello, this is Roger Curlin, and I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is News on the Edge for the week of July 17th. So the Rays are coming back soon for their home stand starting July 20th against the second-place Orioles, so really important series. They had a little bit of a rough patch, but then they beat the Royals in their recent series, and we really want you to cheer them on. So go to the games or watch at Ferg's. So Rays home games coming soon. Also on July 20th is the sunrise sale. So it's finally here. We've been waiting. It starts at 6:43 a.m. Some people wear pajamas and robes and things like that. I'm not gonna, but I am gonna get up early that day, have some coffee, do some shopping, and just enjoy the Edge District for that. There are 9 of our places in the district, 9 of our shops in the district are participating. Kalamazoo Olive has been participating the longest, so they have all sorts of olive oils, handcrafted, along with a lot of different kitchen foods and items. Amazing little shop. We also have some clothing places, so Matter of Fact and Atlas Body Plus Home specializes in menswear. Very, very well laid out and planned out as far as all of the different kinds of clothes in both of those locations. Plus, for the ladies, we have Ash Couture, Fashion Spot, and Saltwash Boutique. So 3 different styles and kinds of women's clothing and apparel and jewelry. Sans Market is a eco-friendly, eco-smart business, and you really have to go in there to check it out to see all the different things they offer at Sans Market. And then finally, we've got the Casa Thrift Shop. 1011 First Avenue is participating. So you can actually bring stuff into them to help them out, to raise money for that great organization. Or you can shop, and they're doing 25% off for the early birders. So 6:43 a.m. to about 9 a.m. I think is when they're doing that for the sunrise sale. And last but not least, we have Grassroots Kava. So they've got kava and kratom and coffees and teas and all sorts of stuff that you can get that morning while you're, to keep your energy up while you're shopping around the district. So super excited for that. Hope you're able to make it. The other thing is, if you're a fan of Radio St. Pete, which obviously you are because you're listening right now, let our businesses know in the Edge District that you've heard about us on Radio St. Pete. That always does a good thumbs up, gets more people listening to Radio St. Pete and knowing that love is coming from that location, or that direction, I should say. For the Get Hungry segment this week, I make myself so hungry when I talk about it, but Red Mesa Mercado is one of the Red Mesa restaurants here in St. Petersburg, one of our homegrown family-owned businesses. So besides the original Red Mesa on 4th Street, there's Red Mesa Cantina downtown, Red Mesa Mercado in the Edge District, and they're opening up another Red Mesa on Central Avenue very, very soon. So, but for the one in the Edge District, if you want to get the Pork Colorado, that is my absolute favorite. That's a specialty burrito, and I'm not sure what they put in it, but it's just very addictive. Some of the other things they do, they've got bowls, they've got house burritos, enchiladas, other specialty burritos, combos, platters, tacos. They've got veggie, tofu, shrimp, brisket, chicken, just pork, just about everything you could want. And then to top it off, churros and bread pudding bites. Say that 10 times real quick. So if you're hungry, Red Mesa Mercado features breakfast, lunch, dinner, and amazing beverages and drinks. So check them out. And then last couple of things, Rowdies, July 29th, they're having their Pride Night, and the Edge District is going to be doing a pop-up there. So we'll be outside where the music is at with a tent and giving out information on all of our great local community businesses in the Edge. And then final thing for hidden gems or close by gems, our neighbors for the Edge District, Rare Body Studios is a member of the Edge Business District Association, and they're right next door to the district at 1076 MLK North. So please go and check them out. I was able to meet Colette and the team. They have an amazing variety of devices that are used there with their Pilates. They have the cold plunge. They have a sauna. They have a private workout room. They can do things for spinal stretching. My favorite part, though, is the Pilates room where you can actually lay down and exercise. So I didn't know that was a thing, and it actually makes me intrigued about maybe exercising again. So check them out at Rare Body Studios. And if you're interested in finding out more about the Edge District, you can go to edgedistrict.org, and we've got all our details there. This has been Roger Curlin with News on the Edge.